I'm Gene Moran, along with Brent Stevens. Yesterday, a struggling musician realizes he's the only person on Earth who can remember the Beatles after waking up in an alternate timeline where they never existed.
It's a great setup, isn't it?
Is this sort of a dig at millennials in a way, maybe, that don't really know much about before they were born, or they get accused of that sometimes?
Well, Richard Curtis has said that, like, the Beatles are the most important thing to him, and that he's the writer. And I do think that the boomers are sort of trying to remind the millennials about how great the Beatles were.
Danny Boyle's the director. He directed Slumdog Millionaire, so he's sort of familiar with incorporating music into film.
Yeah, you've got some great credentials here. Danny Boyle, of course, also did Trainspotting and 28 Days Later, and then Curtis wrote some of the great rom-coms of all time, Four Weddings and a Funeral and Notting Hill and Love Actually.
Himesh Patel's a star. Do you know him at all?
He doesn't have many acting credentials. He came out of EastEnders, which is, of course, the longest-running British drama.
It's interesting, you know, at least in the trailer, he starts playing these Beatles songs. Nobody knows who the Beatles are. You can't find them on Google. So he sort of starts taking credit for it, and he gets fame and fortune. He's hooked up with a girl, maybe for the wrong reasons, and fans start chasing him and all that. Sort of gives people a glimpse of what the Beatles went through.
It's a great setup. He wakes up in the hospital, and his best friend Ellie is worried about him. He says, well, will you still care about me when I'm 64? And she looks at him like blankly. She does not know that reference. And then it expands out from there. The really interesting thing, though, is even when he appropriates the Beatles songs, it's not a big hit at first. Like he plays, I think, I Want to Hold Your Hand at a Pub, and they all act like that they don't care about the song. And so he does what a lot of musicians do now. He puts up a website, and he quietly starts to get acclaim.
Lots of Beatles music, of course. And, you know, we're seeing some films, musical films, like films on musicians, Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocket Man, and now Yesterday. Is this musically-oriented film, is this sort of the new thing?
Absolutely. They call that the jukebox musical, and this is a little bit different than that. This is a jukebox musical with someone else singing the songs and a rom-com woven in between. But it's certainly part of that trend.